the station porter. Stay back.
So, I've caught you at last, you young thief.
I'm not a thief. I'm a coal miner.
Tell that to the Marines.
It would be just as true whoever I told it to.
Now, come here. Do you remember me?
Of course. You're the porter from the railway.
And this coal is railway property. Now you clam up and come along to the station.
Wait! Not the police station.
Eh? The railway station first. Why, it's a regular gang. Any more of you?
No, only us. What do you mean by spying on me?
Time someone did spy on you.
Please, don't arrest Peter. It's our fault just as much as his. We helped to carry the coal away.
And we knew where he got it.
No, you didn't. Yes, we did. Of course we did. We knew all the time. We only pretended we didn't, just to humour you.
Why, you're the children from the Three Chimneys up yonder. What made you do such a thing? Don't you know it's wicked to steal?
I thought if I took it from the top of the heap, it wasn't stealing. And from the middle, it was only mining.
Did you do it for fun, or what?
Not much fun carrying that heavy stuff up the hill.
Then why did you?
Remember those rainy days? Well, Mother said we were too poor to have a fire, but we always had fires at our other house.
Peter, and don't!
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll look over it this once, but you remember, ladies and gentlemen, stealing is stealing, and what's mine isn't yours, whether you call it mining or whether you don't. Now run along home.
You aren't going to do anything to us. You're a brick.
You're a dear.
You're a darling.
The name is Perks. Now run on home.
Don't speak to me, either of you. You're spies and traitors. That's what you are.
We did say it was us as much as you.
Well, it wasn't.
It would have come to the same thing in court with a real-life judge.
Anyway, it's not our fault your secrets are so easy to find out. Oh, well. There's still an awful lot of coal in the cellar.
Peter, I don't think we ought to be glad about that.
I don't know. I'm not at all sure, even now. The mining is a crime.
Yes, you are, Peter.
Bobby...
What is it, Phil?
Do you think Father will be home before the coal runs out?
I don't know, Phil.
Father's bound to be home soon, isn't he?
No, Father. He'll be home just as soon as he can.
When will that be, Bobby? When will that be?
In part one of The Railway Children by E. Nesbitt, dramatised by Marcy Kahan, Victoria Carling was Roberta, Daniel Eisen was Peter, and Kate McEnery was Phyllis. Philip Voss was Father, Frances Giso was Mother, and Paul Copley was Perks. Ruth was played by Jenny Howe, and The Visitor by Danny Schiller. The music was composed by Elizabeth Parker, and The Railway Children was directed by John Taylor.